You are listening to 105.5 FM AM 1430 The King. This is Eva B with the Vitamin B Morning Show. And once again, I am so excited about our community event. July 26th, we are having a Sunday fun day at Natalia's Beauty Supply Store, girl. Listen, I say girl, to everybody. But listen, listeners, I am so excited because I have Natalia, the owner, sitting here with me. She's a Black-owned business owner in Conyers, Georgia. Girl, Natalia, I did not know. I told you, I did not know that there was any Black-owned beauty supply stores. I didn't know that they existed.
Yes, ma'am. We're out here. It's a lot of us.
Yeah, so tell the listeners, Natalia, you know, how long have you been, you know, in business? Because I know you mentioned to me briefly your journey. And so, but really quick with those that's listening, share with them, you know, how long have you been in the beauty industry and a business owner?
Okay, Miss Eva, I opened this store in 2007, so that makes us 19 years old, and I am so excited about this journey. It has definitely been a journey, because in my first thought, it was that we don't own beauty supply stores, not Black people. Those are not owned by us. Mm-mm. So God showed me, yes, you can own anything you choose to. Just put your mind to it, put your hard work in, and keep praying. That was the main thing, to keep praying. Even when it was sad and you didn't know what was going to happen, I just kept praying and believing. 19 years later, I'm still here.
Wow. Listen, that is such a blessing. So, Natalia, what are some of the, you know, obstacles you faced along the way? Because, you know, I know not just, you know, being a business owner of a beauty supply store, but any business owner, there's obstacles, right? So what are some of your obstacles you face, and, you know, and through the power of God, you were able to overcome them?
Okay, the main obstacle was to get the products. Hair is a high commodity right now, so we all need hair. If you own any type of supply store, beauty supply store, you need hair. So the hurdles were that they want you to spend $30,000 to open accounts. Who has $30,000 when you just open your business? So there was a lot of hurdles there with just trying to get accounts, but just staying prayed up, Eva, and just continuing to call and getting them to bring that number down to where it was affordable. Now, that was back in 2007. Now they say it's a $10,000 limit minimum, but I don't know because I'm already locked in, so I just thank God for that. But yeah, that was definitely one of the bigger hurdles to hurdle over. Yeah, for sure.
Listen, favor, you know, when you was talking about the obstacles, Natalia, you know, what came to me was favor, right? God grant favor to his chosen, especially when he give you an assignment and he give you something to do and it may seem impossible. God is saying, listen, I will turn the heart of the king to and fro, and I will allow things to work out in your favor. So that is such a great testimony and blessing, Natalia.
Yes, it is. Every day. I don't take it lightly. I'm thanking him every single day, Eva. And now with everything that's going on, people are really waking up and really trying to patronize with your own people. No disrespect to any other, you know, people, but we need to come together and support each other so we can grow together. It's not about a me, it's about a we. It's a lot of us out here, like I said before. It's a lot of Black-owned beauty supply stores and businesses. So we have to tap in. If you're interested, you tap into what you're interested in, and then you research and find the ones that you want to patronize. We're out here.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy because, you know, we're so quick. And like you said, it's not to take away from anyone else's, you know, business or, you know, just business overall, right? But when it comes down to us, melanin people, we're so quick to go spend money amongst other nationalities and not keep it in our own community. But with them, they don't come and support us. They don't buy from us, right? And so, you know, so I believe it's definitely a mindset thing. You know, it's a mindset of, you know, melanin people have to really get into that mindset of supporting each other. And yeah, change your thinking. And it's sad because we've been programmed to attack each other. We've been, programmed to not support each other, because you know why, Natalia? They know that we are powerful together as a unit, and we can stand together and support each other. Listen, they'll go broke because we are the number one consumers, and that's statistics.
That's right. That's right. I agree. 100%. I agree.
Yeah. So listen, you are the OG when it comes down to being a black owned beauty supply owner. And you know, and you were sharing with me, you have other colleagues that are black owned, you know, beauty supply owners as well. So that's amazing.
That's why I say, you know, it's so many options out here. If you don't like one, go to another. But let's stay with us. Let's stay within our, you know, race if we can.
Exactly.
And it's, you know, it's so many. So that's why I say, if you don't like me, just go to another one, but let it be of us.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, here's the thing. It's not even about liking you, because, you know, half the people that come in the store, they don't even know you. Right. It's just like you said, it's the mindset. And even if they walk into your store and they, you know, they're like, well, you know, this Asian beauty supply store down the street have this. Well, won't you communicate to the owner about your need? And I'm pretty sure that you will accommodate them.
Absolutely. That's how you grow your inventory.
That's right.
From your customer. You grow your inventory. You take everything that they say and you write it down. I may not be able to get it today, but it's coming. And that person may not even come back for it, Eva. That's another thing, too. But it's okay, because now you have it. So you're building inventory. You're building inventory off of what someone said they like for you to carry.
Mm. So. Yeah. Well, listen, I was so excited because the first time I walked in your, you know, in your business, I'm like, what? A black owned
thing. Sweet.
And it's so neat, you know, and yeah, you got the products I know that I need. So definitely. So Natalia, let the listeners know what is happening on Sunday, July 26th.
Yay! Well, of course, you know, 105.5 Vitamin B Morning Show is going to be here hosting Back to School Book Bag Giveaway. And we're so excited. We're so happy. We've stuffed all the book bags. We have the paper in, the snacks in. We're ready to go. Everybody is so excited. Vendors will be here. Just For Me will be here. Mael will be here. If you purchase a product from me, Mael will give you a product for free. So we have a lot of things going on. Giveaways, games, tattoos, face painting. We're just excited to give back to the community and come outside and just have fun. And thanks to you, we can make all of this possible.
Amen. Well, we give glory unto the Most High God. Amen. Because God is the one that...
Let's not forget that. We're at 2890 Highway 212. That's Conyers, Georgia. So I hope to see you guys at the event. If not at the event, come see the store. Come patronize. Come visit a Black-owned business.
Absolutely. So you all heard it from Natalia's Beauty Supply, y'all. Listen, I know you parents, you know, because kids are going back to school next week. And I know some of you parents are, you know, maybe stressing about book bags and how you're going to do this. But listen, God will make a way out of no way. And so Natalia is having her back to school book bag giveaway. So we are inviting you all to come, bring the kids, bring the family. It's going to be a day of just of fun. Amen. So Natalia, thank you so much. We're looking forward to being there with you on Sunday. Amen.
Yes. I'm ready.
Absolutely. I am so excited. Well, y'all heard it. So, again, Come to Natalia's Beauty Supply Store this Sunday, July 26, 2026, from 1 to 3. And it's in Conyers, Georgia. And that's it. Thank you so much, Natalia. Thank you so much. Absolutely. Well, you all are listening to 105.5 FM AM 1430 The King with the Vitamin B Morning Show. I'm Eva B, and see you next time.